Bikurim chapter 4, Mishnah 3, Ketzer Chavel Anashim, how is the hermaphrodite treated like a woman? It says the Mishnah, Metame Bo'edim Kanashim, that he will be impure if he sees a red emission like a woman. We already said in the last Mishnah that if he sees certain white emissions, he will become impure like a Zav, like a male who sees those emissions. Now we're saying that if he sees these red emissions, he will also become impure like a Nida or a Zava, like a female. So those laws will also apply to him. Vanimus Yachet Imha Nashim Kanashim. He is also, this hermaphrodite is not allowed to be alone with men, meaning the laws of Yichud would apply to the hermaphrodite as if the hermaphrodite was a woman. Right? So those laws of Yichud would apply. He does not impose the Yibum obligation, meaning that if his brother died childless and he was the only brother, so his brother's wife, normally he would have to do Yibum or Chalitza with his brother's widow. But in this case over here, he doesn't do either of those. We treat him as if he's a woman. Now, not like a brother, but almost like, you know, like a sister, really. He does not share in the inheritance with the sons. The laws of inheritance, sons and daughters are treated differently. So he's not treated like a son when it comes to the laws of inheritance. He doesn't eat of the holy things of the temple. If he is a Kohen, there were certain offerings, a sin offering, a guilt offering, for example, that the Kohen would eat certain parts of those offerings, but only male Kohanim in the temple would eat those, and this hermaphrodite would not be allowed to take part in those offerings. Ve'imo yosheves alav bedam tame kanashim, his mother would observe the 14 impure days for as if he were a baby girl, as if after giving birth to a female child. We referred to that in the last Mishnah. And upasal mina edus kanashim, he would also not be able to give testimony in any scenario where a woman would not be able to give testimony. And last case, v'imnival ba'avera nifsal min hatruma kanashim, if he had certain, the hermaphrodite had certain illicit relations, intercourse, he would be disqualified from eating truma as if he were a woman. If a woman kohen has certain illicit relations, they prevent it from eating truma, and this hermaphrodite would fall into that category. If they had these illicit relations, the hermaphrodite would also be prevented from eating truma.